Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Later in the hour, we're scheduled to be talking to former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, exposing fake terror alerts and government-sponsored terror. We just talked to him 20 minutes ago. We're having trouble connecting to him in England. He'll be on with us, scheduled to be coming on with us here momentarily. Former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. Then we have the London Guardian saying the majority of Brits questioned believe it's staged. Well, that's because just 2 months ago it came out the British government raided innocent people with no connections to terror and for a week announced they were terrorists and even shot an innocent person. And you ask the average American, they still believe that that was an attack over there. It wasn't. Again, you have cases where the government busts its own operatives and then a month later admits quietly that, oh, we staged their capture so that we could bring them back in without al-Qaeda knowing they were al-Qaeda. But they use that as a terror alert. Or they go provocateur street kids, their favorite, or mentally retarded people right out of homeless shelters. They've done that a lot, literally. New York, First World Trade Center bombing, 93. Or they get on chat rooms and actually provocateur stupid teenagers into agreeing, kind of like the Texas Monthly article back in 98, where the FBI went out and created a Klan group, made little bombs for them, detonated them in the backyard, and the Klan group they created, wasn't even a Klan group before, were literally toothless people that couldn't even pay their trailer house bill who couldn't launch an attack. And for over a year, the FBI tried to command them as the Klan leader to attack a chemical plant in on the edge of Fort Worth. I mean, this is just it just never ends. But you've got a general public that barely pays attention to anything, who isn't even aware of the basic issues in society. And basic things that are happening, events, who just keep hearing terrorists, terrorists. Oh, plane was diverted. Woman with a baby bomb. Woman with bottle bombs. Woman, crazy al-Qaeda. Man, then al-Qaeda are crazy. They're urinating on, no, that's a mental patient on a plane urinating. But see, at first it's al-Qaeda urinating. Or it's woman with a baby with a bomb. No, they think women, they have no evidence. They just said women may have bombs with babies. But by the time they end up spinning it, they caught al-Qaeda with baby bombs. And again, the public just halfway listens to this and just halfway hears it, kind of just halfway paying attention, and they believe it all. I mean, I had people at the TV station Monday night when I'm down there doing my TV show walking up to me who were pretty, halfway intelligent folks going, did you hear about the plan with the baby? They caught her with the baby and the bombs. And I said, no, that's the media spinning that. They're saying that they think that's what al-Qaeda might try. And then they went and arrested a woman at the airport with a baby. She didn't have bombs. It wasn't real. No, I saw it on the news. So this is how they spin it. This is how they do it. This is how they get their job done. And I, for one, am completely and totally sick of it. And I just want folks to stop being conned. The government and the corporations that own it and control it are laughing at the American people. They write books joking about how stupid we are because they know the general public is not going to read a book about that or that my radio show will never get big enough for anybody to ever really find out about it. I think they've estimated wrong, though. The people are waking up, and though it seems like the last few days I've been talking down, I'm not doing that to the listeners of this broadcast. I am talking to neocon listeners out there who are listening for the first time who are in abject, total denial about how manipulated their worldview is. And I'm not claiming I have the perfect worldview either. I just know I spend my life studying this, and what I've discovered is terrifying.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-free Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're waiting to get hooked up and connected to our guest. We got a hold of him earlier, but his phone cut out. Disconnected. Strange things happening over in England. While we're working on getting him on, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. You can talk about the federal ruling about how they can't spy without warrants. We can get into the news about how now they're going to have Stasi-style secret police interrogating you, even in domestic flights, asking you questions off of your facial expressions with 4 days training. Even when top psychiatrists have studied it their whole lives, only a few of these experts in the country say it doesn't work. Doesn't matter if it doesn't work. Any excuse to interrogate you, there's no terror threat to begin with. This is about training you. You live in Soviet Russia. But a former British ambassador says terror alert is propaganda. Indians say group linked to liquid bombers controlled by Pakistan ISI. Former British ambassador to Uzbekistan, Craig Murray, says the alleged transatlantic liquid bomb plot is stage-managed propaganda on behalf of the Bush and Blair, who yearned for a new 9/11 to absolve them of domestic political trouble. And he, of course, was the ambassador to that area and breaks down how ISI is CIA, how they torture people to then create fake connections to innocent groups in England, and how this is done over and over again. He's Britain's outspoken ambassador to the Central Asia Republic of Uzbekistan. Craig Murray helped expose various human rights abuses by the U.S.-funded regime of Islam Karimov. He is now a prominent critic of Western policy in the region. And he's a really nice fellow. We talked to him earlier this week, and again right before he was about to come on air, and his phones were having trouble. And if anybody's got his phone tapped and people trying to block phone calls, it'd be this guy. They're really mad at him right now. He's got a big article about government-sponsored terror coming out in this Sunday's Washington Post, he told us. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see if we're able to get him on the horn with us. We've got Robert Galen Ross joining us in the third hour in studio to talk about The Elite Serial Killers, his great historical book that we also carry at Infowars.com in the online bookstore and video store. But getting back briefly, before we go to your calls, into the latest NSA federal ruling, judge rules against wiretaps, NSA program called unconstitutional. A federal judge in Detroit ruled yesterday the National Security Agency's warrantless surveillance program is unconstitutional, delivering the first decision that the Bush administration's effort to monitor communications without court oversight runs afoul of the Bill of Rights and federal law. Well, of course it does. U.S. District Judge Ann Diggs Taylor ordered a halt to the wiretap program, secretly authorized by President Bush in 2001, but both sides of the lawsuit agreed to delay the action until the September 7th hearing. Legal scholars said Taylor's decision is likely to receive heavy security from the U.S. Court of Appeals scrutiny for the Sixth Circuit when the Justice Department appeals, and some criticized her ruling as poorly reasoned. And the neocons were on the radio celebrating yesterday, saying, don't worry, the Supreme Court and the Sixth Circuit, and before it ever gets to the Supreme Court, they'll knock it down, and Judge Roberts, the head of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice, he'll knock it down. He loves America. He's not with Al-Qaeda. I mean, 4 or 5 years ago, we joke about saying, ooh, you're with Al-Qaeda. Like, I'm for the Second Amendment. Ooh, you're with Al-Qaeda. I'm for property rights. Ooh, you're with Al-Qaeda. I don't agree with the government. Ooh, you're with Al-Qaeda. But now they actually go, ooh, you're with Al-Qaeda. Everything. Ooh, you're with them. Ooh, you want Al-Qaeda to get us. You're working with our enemies to make sure Al-Qaeda can get us. Number one, the National Security Agency doesn't use warrants. It listens to whatever it wants, whenever it wants, overseas, and listens to domestic communications whenever and however it wants. Every phone call, not just its digital record of who it went to, from where and when, but also audibly, much of it is recorded. All of it is being sampled real-time by keyword software for 20 years plus. That's all admitted. Hidden in plain view, but in industry and governmental publications. You'll never hear it on the news. They'll have some fake debate about, is the NSA listening to you? Should they to stop Al-Qaeda? Why, isn't it reasonable that Bin Laden's trying to call his top man in Chicago? Should we get a warrant, or should we listen? Give me a break. They don't get a warrant when they track exactly what you watch on TiVo or what you watch on a Scientific Atlantic cable box. I remember reading in 96 when they were going to pay him $9 billion to put NSA offices in to every major phone company hub in the country where every phone call in the country wires through it. Now, that's official and admitted. Remember, how many years did I say every major phone company has a classified floor or area of a building where NSA officers are there, or contract employees, and you can't enter? And then you heard exactly that. Why, AT&T in San Francisco has a whole floor run by the NSA, and their employees are blowing the whistle because it was put in 96, and they thought it was legal. But now that they've heard this, why, they want to be able to tell the public what they know, but they've been gagged and threatened with arrest under national security. We don't need them to tell us. It was in the industry publications. It was in the laws they passed to fund this criminality. Okay? So it all goes through the government. That's on the record. But remember that when the NSA did pick all this up in 2001, and every time the FBI tried to go out and stop the attacks in Chicago, in Dallas, in Atlanta, in Phoenix, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, in Oklahoma City, in Norman, I mean, these dummy agents, these decoys that thought they were, quote, testing government security by going around saying they were hijackers at every topless bar and running around drunk and telling flight school heads. They're going to, you know, crash planes into buildings. All of this is going on. And the FBI keeps alerting to it, the compartments that aren't terrorist. And they get told, you'll be arrested if you stop them. You'll be fired. Don't you tell people that what you knew will arrest you. You've got a gag order on you, national security. So, you know, we hear all this talk about we need the NSA to spy on us to keep us safe. The Pentagon, spy systems, the NSA systems, the FBI, they all picked up on it. There was chatter everywhere. I got on air and said, I'm getting told the government's about to attack the World Trade Center. I mean, you know, Alex Jones knew in Austin, Texas, okay? Every anti-terror FBI agent in the country that I've talked to, it was well known it was about to happen. And they were told, you stay off the case. No, no, no. So see, point that out to people who want to be spied on by the NSA and act like it's some lollipop they got when they went to the barber shop. It's my spying. They're now equating it with being liberal if you're against being spied on. You liberals just don't want the freedom of the NSA spying on you. I don't have anything to hide. They've been spying on you for the duration of the latter half of the 20th century and intensely the last 20 years. And it's now been openly announced everywhere. So, and the reason they're doing all of this now is so they can openly use it in court against you, so they can openly claim they picked up the chatter. They can't start claiming they heard Alex Jones in a phone conversation planning a terror attack if they didn't have a warrant without legitimizing it, you see. They have to legitimize it, set the precedent in the body politic that they can do this, and that's all they're doing. They've got to set the precedent they can yell and scream at you at the airport and arrest you because you forgot a small bottle of shampoo. They want to set the precedent that they can arrest women who won't throw away their $25 lipstick or face cream. They're just setting... They're setting precedents they can visit toy stores that sell knockoff Rubik's Cubes and threaten to arrest people. And they say, but this isn't terrorism. And they say, infrastructure protection, copyright, patent, it is infrastructure. Don't tell anyone we were here, you'll be arrested as a terrorist. And that was in the Associated Press. And you're meant to laugh at them. It's meant to be, because if they can send people to a toy store, folks, you see, and even though you don't like it, you get conditioned to accept it, the next wild thing isn't a big deal. In fact, it happens to me all the time. I see some crazy story, and I don't even cover it because I've been conditioned. Oh, yeah, I've seen that 10 times before. I've seen that 30 times before. See, this is all psychology, high-tech, scientifically applied in a cold-blooded manner against everyone. The cops are brainwashed. The public's brainwashed. The government people are brainwashed. It is a matrix of control. All around us, it is a system of control getting progressively tighter and tighter around our necks. And now they're telling the emergency workers, they're telling the morgue, the morticians, oh, half the public will die soon, and we're going to put everyone out on the ice, at the ice rinks, the dead bodies. Now, obviously, that's probably not going to happen. But, see, if they can hype it and just make it ridiculous, fear and hysteria, and have thousands of people every week at different meetings around the country with the feds telling them all this, creating this fear, you see, they're out there terrorizing. That's what a terrorist does. Give me the money or I'll blow the kid's head off. They grab the child and they take them hostage and they say, I'm going to kill them. Well, it's the government. They grab the country and they say, do what we say or half of you will die. Bird flu. Al-Qaeda, planes, give us your shampoos, get down on the ground, it's real! It's real! Never mind the trillions missing from the Pentagon! Al-Qaeda hit us! Al-Qaeda hit us! Again, it was breaking in the Associated Press, Oregonian. It was big news the week of 9/11, 5 days before, that a trillion plus was missing from the Pentagon, now 3+ trillion. See, they already had that plan all lined up and ready, but when that came out, that's it! Launch it! Launch it! Launch it! They went from being on the edge of being indicted and arrested to being worshipped, standing on piles of rubble at the World Trade Center site.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba in 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Thank you for calling in. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead, Daniel.
Mega anti-tyrannical ditto, Alex. This whole war on terror thing isn't test marketing so well lately, and any marginally intelligent person can see it's clearly a fraud from end to end, as you say. There's been a lot of speculation about what the next move of the New World Order will be. What if they fake an alien invasion, you know, have an Independence Day-style attack? A few ships floating around above the cities, blasting ray weapons, destroying everything, killing massive amounts of people, then the people will run to the government for help and instantly give up their rights to the government. Their own documents talk about faking an ET invasion. Your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate your call from South Korea. Before I answer that, why are you in South Korea?
Oh, I'm just teaching English over here.
How do you like it?
It's not so bad. I don't think they put fluoride in water over here, so that's a plus.
Yeah, pretty smart folks. Well, I mean, let me comment on that. We know that the U.S. government admits that there is a project plan to claim that aliens are attacking the Earth to unify for world government. David Rockefeller talked about it. There have been statements by Henry Kissinger about it. The Rothschild family, this is mainstream news, has funded the Sci-Fi Channel and that disclosure project where they're out there in Washington trying to say the aliens are real. And we know that there's a big New Age movement to really bring this in. We know there's been military tests with holograms to project Jesus, Buddha, aliens in the sky. But I think more likely would be a threat from an asteroid. And the world has to unite, you know, in some five-year project to build the big super space station to send the spacecraft out to nuke it. And when we know that they've had meetings with Russia and others talking about forming a world government around defeating that asteroid outside threat. But yes, if the elite got enough trouble and there was enough resistance to them, there is no end to the type of stuff they could pull out of their pocket.
What would you do if they come out tomorrow and say there's like ET threat from outer space? Like clearly, there's no reason why.
Well, you know, I've always done this, and I appreciate your call. I've always done this. I've covered what I know, what's going on, what's happening, what I can prove. And I know it's really romantic, and it's big radio, and a lot of folks talk about UFOs all day, and it's very interesting. I don't do that here. Unless I talk about how most of the sightings are government secret projects, black op projects. The SR-71 was built in 55, in service by 59, declassified in 63, in service still by NASA for checking atmospheric conditions at high altitude and low Earth orbit. It cruises at a declassified Mach 3 point something. Now, if you really believe that we've got a plane that's a space plane that was built in 1955, and if you really believe that's the fastest aircraft we've got, 51 years later, I got a bridge I want to sell you. They were building space planes in the 60s that were much faster and bigger, and they, quote, always canceled them. You know, space planes with Saturn rocket boosters. I've talked to Bob Bowman about this. He couldn't say much on record. But there are admitted huge, well, NASA said in 2000 they declassify it. They said they had a project. They have several for these big space planes, cargo haulers, which are a lot harder because they're much bigger. We know they've got unmanned space planes. That is just that all the major weapons publications, that is hands down well known. They have got, and what these use is they're not carrying nuclear weapons. They're not carrying particle beams. They drop solid from, you know, 50 pounds up to a couple hundred pounds uranium meteors, basically, you know, shaped like a missile, aerodynamic. They get up in a gravity well, and they fire these into the gravity well with a small booster from orbit with precision down to a few feet with laser guidance from the ground, or they can do it with GPS. They're self-guided. And these uranium bunker busters, solid uranium charges, when they hit the ground with meteor power, are more devastating in the actual damage to the stone, to the earth. They remove more mass than nuclear weapons of the same weight. And those weapons are in orbit right now. They could kill every leader on earth in a matter of minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees, 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Welcome back. Just briefly on the unmanned space planes, they don't need to have them take off, leave orbit like a regular aircraft, though that's what they can do, or they can get into orbit depending on the variant with a booster. Then they're designed like the shuttle to be able to come back into orbit to be serviced, back out of orbit and then to land at areas like Area 51 and other secret air bases. But these drone robot aircraft, once they get up into space, are like a satellite, and they've got added fuel so they can move around and wait in orbit. They can circle around and at any point in the day be over certain targets. And I've been told by sources that they developed literally hundreds of these, many different variants, and that right now it is a experimental type, smaller drone that is the main force, the main fleet. There's an armada of these things in orbit right now with these gravity well weapons, these meteor weapons, meteor guns is what it is. And, again, you speed up a big piece of depleted uranium to 20,000 miles an hour, and you shoot that into an Iranian bunker, or a Russian bunker, or a U.S. bunker. That's really what it's for. And I'll tell you who's in control of all this, the National Security Council. And they report right back to David Rockefeller, Queen Beatrix, Queen Elizabeth, the Rothschilds, all of them. And they're going to get more and more of this stuff in space, more and more of these weapons. One of the main functions of the International Space Station, of course, is really military. As a site so they can do orbital repairs on these. But they're so inexpensive compared to manned air spacecraft that if one goes bad or has a problem, they can just let it fall back into orbit, or they can simply send it out into deep space on its own propulsion. Now, folks, that's about 95% of what I just told you is declassified. The part about them already being in orbit and targeting all the world leaders right now at any one time, that comes from Bob Bowman and a few other people. But we know that's what it's for. Star Wars is an offensive weapon system. And it doesn't belong to the American people. It belongs to the New World Order. And that's why you have so much governmental arrogance. I mean, think about the genetic engineering technology they have and the military technology. And that's what's so dangerous about the fact that by 2011, 3 years ago, the Air Force announced half of its fighter fleet will be drone. And there was a report by 2025 that the entire fleet will be drone, from cargo to fighter to surveillance aircraft, and that there will just be a very few limited cargo aircraft that will still have human pilots in them because they're simply older designs. But the entire new fleet, everything they buy in the future after 2011, will be drone. Or semi-drone. It'll have a place for a pilot and a co-pilot, but it will be remote control. And then you're going to have a large part of the fleet completely separate. And so you can, a small elite can pre-program these and have them do whatever they want. That way, if troops won't, you wouldn't have to, you know, have our own military send a plane up and nuke a city and claim Iran did it. Or you wouldn't have to have an 18-wheeler pull up with a nuke in it and blow up a city. You could have a robotically controlled 18-wheeler go deliver it, pull it up, park it there. Or, better yet, just have a truck driver go park it there who didn't even know he's parking in some government warehouse. That's why the elite wants this system where everything's computerized, where they can give the orders, where there's no way to basically catch them in what they're doing. Let's go back to the calls. Amy in Ohio. Amy, go ahead.
Caller, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can.
Okay, there's a few things I need to talk to you about that I've been listening to you for a couple months now, and I've never heard you bring them up, but you do have them on your PrismPlanet.com site. The Utah Rave and the Rave Act, and the reason I need to know if you know anything about this is because this is also part of the, if it's a conspiracy, which it is the truth. I'm just a little bit nervous here, caller, sorry. See, I've been following this. I'm 31 now, same age as you, and I've been following this for at least 10 years. And the musical kids, the government's also trying to control them through a force of paid-off cops. They take things from kids. They don't notify the parents. They arrest kids at parties that don't even have anything on them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, we've shown lots of videos of teenagers trying to have parties, and let's say there's 200 teenagers at a party, a rave, and if the police can find drugs on one of them, they will then charge whoever put the party on with possession of the drugs, seize the property, and now they've started having paddy wagons and charging everyone if one person's found with drugs. In a conspiracy to distribute, a conspiracy to be part of a drug party. They've got a bunch of different charges. And look, they're building new prisons all the time that are actually owned by the big drug cartels, so they've got to have a reason to get people into the system. So
okay,
this is
yes.
a business, so it's not just, quote, targeting the kids. It's targeting everyone.
Okay, but the reason I want to bring this up is because there's a movement in the musical environment. There's a movement. When our forces, the good forces for God, going towards the light of the Lord, when this big war steps out, there's also going to be a musical war. And that's what you had said a couple weeks ago or something. Find a niche that you're good at and follow with that. Well, there's a whole community of kids and young adults that are in the musical community that are doing their part. And I just want to let you know that part of the force is going to be through the music. And the Rave Act, if you want to check that out thoroughly, that is part to control the music also. I'm originally from Seattle, and I've been in Ohio for about 2 years now, and my last memory of Seattle was after a big party, a USC party. I went to go clean up the mess that all the kids had left. I'm very involved with the homeless. I like to go and talk with them and feed them. And
okay, go ahead and finish your story.
Okay, and I was picking up the garbage, and then I started talking with the homeless people, this big group of people, and I S-H-I-T you not. Within 10 minutes, a whole paddy wagon of SWAT cars came and surrounded me.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go, man. We really don't appreciate that type of stuff on the show. You know, if you want to be articulate and fight the New World Order, you really ought to just try to, you know, it does. I know everybody's been taught talking like that's rebellious and cool, and actually it just puts you in a different class. Real rebellion is being straight and strong and focused and articulate. But, yes, I understand. There's more police than there's ever been, and they don't investigate robberies or people having their cars stolen. They go out and give tickets. And then part of the time go do their job of going to your house when it gets broken into. But then they can do nothing but take down a report. This is all done by design. I'm not even blaming the average cop. It's the system. And, yes, I know what you're talking about. Let's go ahead and talk to Kathy in Texas. Kathy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. And I have a couple of questions for you. I'll try to be real quick. I've heard that the government intends to take the pensions of everyone, the government, you know, the people who work for the national state governments, as well as the private. What do you know about that? I mean, like are they taking the federal pensions too?
Well, thanks for the call. Let me try to get into that a little bit. They've been changing the laws quietly, going back 2 years ago, that private corporate pensions, in fact, Bush signed an executive order, they've changed them to where contractually you pay into the pension, but then you don't own the pension. So it makes it easier for the company to divest that pension, to raid that pension, to invest it somewhere else, or to reduce it. And yes, if you look at the total $90-plus trillion of debt that this country is in, that's the obligation. We currently owe $9-plus trillion. You know, at this time, we're that deep in the hole. But the obligation is at $90-plus trillion and is exponentially growing. The Federal Reserve, in every country they're in, the central bank, set up a system where they build up this debt bubble, they inflate the currency to a point where it's physically impossible for the country, for the state, and for the average person to be a net saving or net asset group. And the United States is now at the highest rate of debt we've been in our history, higher than late 1933, at the depths of the Great Depression. That was the worst part of the Depression. We are now in a greater debt ratio than we were then. So it's designed to get you into the system. Now, lots of pension funds have been raided or reduced or cut back, and that's happening across the board right now. And having a police state in place is more about then letting the private interest that own our government, run our government, carry out the raiding of the pension funds and the looting, which they always do under a fascist or communist system, once they fully come to power. So we're saying that once they're in place, one of the big reasons for the police state is so they can do that and you can't resist, or so they can take your private property without paying you anything, which the Supreme Court has now ruled. So the media kept talking about how, oh, they said private interests can take your land, and they're allowed to lobby, that's in the ruling, and pay off the local government. So if I was a big businessman, I could come pay off the mayor, have him come take your land. But the dirty secret is, whether it's Piscataway, New Jersey, or New London, Connecticut, or Freeport, Texas, they're not paying you in some cases, or they're giving you a fraction. Your land could be $10 million on the tax roll, or $76 million on the tax rolls, or $300,000 on the tax roll. These are all real cases I just listed. And they'll say, we'll give you $60,000. We'll give you $1 million. Or, in the case of Piscataway, we're going to give you nothing. How's that sound? See, this is how tyrants operate, and this is happening across the board right now. So that's what I'm getting at with the pensions. Now, they're not going to take your pensions entirely, most of you. If you're like Enron or others, they will take it completely. But most of the time, it will be a massive reduction. But then it won't be called welfare. They will simply give you a government card through your state driver's license that's already been federalized. It's really a federal ID card under the Real ID Act. And then you will have supplement creds for food, for water, for things like transportation put onto that card as a supplement after the major crash that comes. And then that'll get you even more wedded into the government. And they'll just print more fiat currency and contract that from the ConAgras and others. Because in this system, they're going to make sure the baubles, you'll still be able to go on a vacation every once in a while. You'll still be able to have a DVD player made by slaves. You'll still be able to have the tennis shoes that are the new symbol of status, not private property or freedom. You'll still have little icons. It'll be a softer type depression. But again, this is the full domestication that's happening right now. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Are you aware of the IRS recognition systems that's going on right now?
Yeah, they're putting those in the airports for 4 years. They're putting them in more now. First they beta tested them. Now they're going in most of the airports. They're going to make you retina scan and put your hand down and do a biometric test, a lie detector test, and you'll be interrogated, and it'll all be done randomly, and they're going to have huge checkpoints on the highways all over the country where they're also going to do this.
Well, there's also a plan called CHILD, which is called Child Identification and Location Database.
Yeah, they're doing that in a lot of the public schools right now.
Yeah, it's coming to 21 states. And actually, there's a press release by the International Biometric Group where Homeland Security had tested all of the best iris recognition systems.
And Homeland Security is now announcing that they're going to not just fingerprint Americans when they fly out to England, but now when you come back in. So see, retina scans, thumb scans, all of it is about prisoners, checking in and out, prisoners.
Before I go, may I do a shameless plug?
Sure.
www.thought-criminal.org.
Well, that's a good web address. Thank you for the call. Thought-criminal.org. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Texas. Welcome.
Scott, or hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Just moved here from Chicago, and got your my wife bought for my birthday Terror Storm, and she's getting on the truth wagon here, and we're starting a big thing over here in this little part of the area of our new home in Austin, Texas. But I wanted to touch base on some stuff. Maybe I kind of emailed you some stuff. I don't know if you got it. You're probably really busy, but I wanted to touch on the the whole Jesuit order and how they control a lot of the stuff that's going on, and a lot of people don't know about it, and how they created the Illuminati. And do you know anything about that?
Well, I know there's different camps, and so I get criticized because I don't believe the Jesuit order runs everything. And then there's other camps that believe that Jews run everything. And then I get criticized now. I am supposedly a 14-foot trillion-year-old Draco from a different distant star system. And by the way, I'm not poo-pooing you saying the Catholics have power. I'm saying there's all these different groups from the serious to the absurd, and there's now whole websites dedicated to how I am a top Draco shapeshifter because I won't expose the lizard men. I'm also bad because I won't say that no planes hit Tower 1 and 2. Planes clearly did hit it. And so I fight the corruption, I fight the evil. And, I mean, certainly the Catholic Church has been taken over. The question is when. And the Protestant Church has been taken over. And, you know, the Order of Jesus has been a very powerful organization for a long time, and power breeds corruption. But, I mean, really, tell us all about them. Go ahead.
Alberto Rivera was an ex-Jesuit who came out of the Order and finally, you know, realized who Jesus Christ really was. And he just kind of exposed and told all the secrets, and it's funny how they use the whole terrorism thing. But quick story: Nero had Christian spies go in posing as Christians and burn down some of Rome and blame it just to go ahead and start war with true Christians, and then executed his spies. But the Jesuits supposedly control pretty much everything in this series, and I can't talk about everything because you got a show to run and stuff, but I mean, I would like to get in your hands. Alberto Rivera was also killed by his own people. And it's just
I have no doubt some of that stuff goes on, but also you've got some of the folks that claim that the Catholics run everything, who claim that I'm a co-agitator, some baloney. I'm not just a Draco lizard. I'm also a top Jesuit. And it's not true.
Well, I don't believe that to be true.
Well, I mean, that's my point, though, is I've researched some of the stuff people are putting out, and a lot of it's just baloney. Not just that they lie about me and make stuff up and demand and try to terrorize me into having them on the show. I researched some of their other stuff, and it's just baloney. But listen, I appreciate your call. You send me your info, I'll try to look at it. My whole thing is I can't make everybody happy. I can't say it's the Dracos and the Jews and the Catholics. And really, I've looked at all three of those groups, and I just really don't think it's... Well, we know it's not the Dracos. But that's because I'm a Draco. All right, Draco will be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Called for a new world order a whole bunch of times. He had all the major religions of the world, including headhunting groups from New Guinea, literally at the Vatican, there at St. Peter's Basilica, and said they were all the same God. Now, I don't know about you, but I know a little bit about the Bible, and that's certainly not very Christian. But I'm not a Catholic basher, folks. I know there's a lot of good Catholics out there, a lot of my friends. And what the Protestants are doing is pretty close to it. And the new Pope has already called, in his office less than a year, twice that I know of for a new world order. So, yeah, definitely. I mean, when they're calling for a one world government, folks, it's not a very good picture. But right now, I am honored to have in studio with me Robert Galen Rosh. He had worked in the Army for the National Security Agency. He did major consulting from Iran to Saudi Arabia for oil companies. He's traveled the world, and he's written quite a few great books that we carry at Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. And one of Mr. Ross's most powerful books, very informative book, is The Elite Serial Killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK. And so he's going to be with us for the few minutes we've got left in this hour and for the full next hour. And Robert Galen Ross, with all that's happening with the terrorism and the police state here domestically and the war over in the Middle East, both in Iraq and in Lebanon, why should we be concerned now today about the people that killed Lincoln and Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy and, of course, President John F. Kennedy?
The reason is, Alex, that nothing of significance happens in the entire world that is not very carefully planned. And sometimes it's planned over many years. And so what is going on today, it probably was planned 25, 30, 40 years ago. And it's happening, and it's just history, and we need to learn from it.
How many years did you study these assassinations before you wrote your book?
I first started in 91 and published this book in 95.
Well, I've read several of your books, and I think it's one of your, if not the best book you've written. Give us an overview of it, and then I want to go into the next hour and later take some calls on this subject and then what's happening currently, because it all ties together. Tell us about the elite serial killers of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Okay, just hit the high points. John Wilkes Booth did kill Lincoln. But Lee Harvey Oswald did not kill JFK. Sirhan Sirhan did not kill Bobby Kennedy. And James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. And so people have asked me, how do you tie Lincoln with JFK? Well, and serial killing. They were both killed by the same family, not the same people. And behind it all were the Rothschilds. And so in my book, I tell all the details of those four killings. Who did it? Why they did it? Who paid for it?
Explaining this relationship of power, how do the Rockefellers hook into the big Rothschild power axis? We know the Rothschilds, with the fall of Napoleon at Waterloo, had a fast cutter in writers get the message to them. They claimed that the British had lost, and then, of course, everybody sold. They literally bought 7% of the market up, and from then on, they literally owned the British Empire with that power took over. I want to talk about how the Rockefellers correspond into that family, into that dynasty, at what level they are, and then go through the Bilderberg Group and a lot more, but specifically talk about the assassinations of Lincoln, JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.